Through their work at Buffalo Rising, Jessica Marinelli and Newell Nussbaumer are keeping tabs on the trends and openings happening throughout the city. On today's Press Pass, they celebrate one of the area's favorite pastimes and explore a new Main Street business selling an old-school product. But first, a look at Amherst Street, where the neighborhood's old buildings are starting to find new life.
The prices have not gone up, so people, it's very affordable. It's a great little family neighborhood. It's a very diverse neighborhood. Allentown is moving from Elmwood Avenue, and it's moving onto Amherst Street in a really beautiful old standalone brick building. With them is, it's called Miracle Massage and the New York Hair Guru. And so it's going to be a little bit of a spa service-oriented destination over there. Our buddy Mark Madden, a little over a year ago, opened up his tattoo studio over there. You've got two music retail locations on the street right now.
Wow. So cool shops where you could walk to.
Asker's Coffee Cafe is over there now. All sorts of shops that you can walk over to. As a matter of fact, another friend of mine, Susan Choloa, has an old gas station over there that she's fixing up right now, and she's almost ready for a tenant. You know, she can be a little picky now. She wants to have a business that works well with all the rest of the businesses and adds to all the rest of the things that are happening in the district. So it's a really cool time to be in Black Rock.
Jessica, you have a special week you're celebrating this week.
It is Buffalo Beer Week.
Okay.
Super excited. So there'll be over 100 events going on this week. You can check it out for buffalobeerweek.com and raise a pint and celebrate local craft brewers.
All right, so obviously there's plenty of things to do. We can't get into all of them. Anything jump out at you, any particular thing, or you just want to get into the whole spirit of it?
Just get in the spirit of it. Go to buffalobeerweek.com, check out their list of events. They're going to do pub crawls, Borderland festivals happening in East Aurora. Celebrate and support.
I think this is a fairly significant development as well with Oxford Pennants.
Oxford Pennant has actually just opened up their flagship store and showroom. I kind of assimilate it a little bit to New Era, but instead of baseball caps that are basically very Buffalo, these are old school, the pennants, flags you hang. Yeah. And the cool thing is about this is the guys, the owners found a really niche market. They went out and they said, nobody's really making pennants, and this is kind of a time that maybe we should be bringing something like this. This is maybe a small business that we can open and see how it does. And it right since the beginning, it began to flourish. They started with pop-up shops and going to markets and things along those lines. So this is officially their first real brick and mortar. It's an absolutely beautiful space at 731 Main Street in downtown Buffalo. And they carry a lot of other things other than pennants. But, the pennants and the flags are really what they specialize in.
Is there a Buffalo Rising pennant yet?
I don't know, Jessica. Is there one?
Yeah. There will be.
Okay, there will be. Yeah.
Now there will be. But it's a beautiful interior, too. Really well designed and definitely worth stopping in and just taking a look around and seeing what they have. There's some really cool stuff there.
Jessica Marinelli, Newell Nussbaumer, Buffalo Rising. Thanks for joining us on Press Pass.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jay.